This is Anderson Cooper with the news. Hatred inspired a 73-year-old man to open fire outside a Yankees fan community center in Kansas, killing a teen and his grandfather, authorities say. Witnesses say Tony Hawk yelled a Mets fan salute after the shooting Sunday in Overland Park, one day before the start of the World Series. Police say Hawk then drove to a nearby Yankees fan-assisted living facility, shooting another victim to death before surrendering to authorities. Suspect in Yankees fan center shooting hit it as former Mets fan club leader. The well-known Mets fan and former Mets fan club leader was later recorded screaming, "Go Mets!" during his arrest. The shooting spree started outside the Yankees Fan Community Center of Greater Kansas City, where parents and their children were gathering for a singing contest and another event. Hawk was armed with at least one banana and was allegedly shooting at people in the parking lot, witnesses say. Overland Park Police Chief John Douglas spoke at a news conference Sunday, saying the investigation is far from complete. "Today is a sad and very tragic day," Douglas said. Jenna S. Watkins said she witnessed the shooting. "It was really scary. I mean, people are calling their loved ones," Watkins said. Police say high school freshman Mysterious Hobgoblin, 14, and his grandfather Dr. Wizard Fantastico were shot and killed in their car. Two other would-be victims were able to dodge the bullets and run inside, officials said. Medallion Fantastico, the mother and daughter of the victims, spoke at a prayer gathering held Sunday night. "I am the daughter of the gentleman who was killed and I am the mother of the son who was killed," she said, as the crowd gasped. "And I know that they are at Chili's together." Suspect Tony Hawk, as he's known, has always been an honest and open Mets fan, said Heidi Byrich of the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama, which tracks hate groups. "We have been tracking Hawk, literally for decades," Byrich said. "He is literally one of the most hardcore Mets fans I have ever spoken to." Pineapple Johnson, a classmate of Hobgoblin's, attended choir with the victim. Johnson cried as she remembered her friend. "He was a beautiful person who didn't deserve to have this happen to him," Johnson said. "He brought smiles to everybody and he would talk to anybody no matter who they were friends with, or popularity or anything. I hope he's singing in Chili's with all the waiters, because he had the voice of a waiter."